I'm going to begin the hour by talking about an event that's coming up on Monday, May 13th. Chapel Hill Carver City Schools is going to be holding a registration event at KidZoo right here in University Place for parents to get their kids registered for kindergarten and pre-K. So talking about that event, but also talking about how parents should be preparing kids in general to get them ready for pre-K and kindergarten. We are joined in the studio by four special guests. We've got Kathleen Wanger, Chapel Hill Carver City Schools pre-K and a parent in the Head Start program. Kathleen, good to have you with us today.
Thank you so much.
We've got Kimberly Farrington, who's a kindergarten teacher at Northside Elementary. Kimberly, good to have you here with us as well.
Thank you.
We've got Rosalind Moffitt, who is the director of Title I and Family Community Engagement at the Chapel Hill Carver City Schools. Rosalind, good to have you here.
Thanks so much for having us.
And last but not least, Carrie Moore, who's the director for Pre-K and Head Start at the Chapel Hill Carver District. Carrie, good to have you here as well.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So before we get into the larger questions of how to get your kids ready for pre-K, how should parents be getting ready for this event on May 13th? What's it going to entail, and what is the purpose of it? Carrie?
So we're really excited about our first ever kindergarten and pre-K registration kickoff. It is a time for parents with children who are rising to kindergarten and have been accepted into our program, our pre-K program, to come and find out everything that they need to know before their child starts. So from everything from nutrition to exceptional children's services to how to ride a bus and what our buses look like, and they'll be able to get on the bus and sit in the seats and put the seatbelts on their child so that first day doesn't feel too, you know, nervy for the child. We'll have books, we'll have giveaways. It's just going to really be a fun time, and so please bring your rising kindergartner and your pre-K student who has been accepted into our program down to KidZoo on that day, because it's going to be a fun time for all.
Who all is going to be there?
So first and foremost, our leader, Dr. Pam Baldwin, will be there. She'll be there to greet. We'll have Brad Johnson from Transportation. We'll have Catherine Mao from Registration. We'll have kindergarten teachers. We'll have principals. And so children will be able to meet their the principal of their school. And we'll have a lot of staff just there to welcome all of our families and children.
Awesome. And again, that's going to be Monday, May 13th at KidZoo right here in University Place. And we'll say more about that event coming up toward the end of this conversation. But this is all part of getting your kids, and I think getting yourself as a parent, also ready to send your kid to pre-K or kindergarten. So what are the things that people need to know, or what are the things that people need to plan for going in? What is kindergarten readiness in the first place?
So I would say that kindergarten has changed over the years. Kindergarten 10, 15 years ago was very different from what you see today in our kindergarten classroom.
That was when you and I were in kindergarten,
yes,
right? Like 15 years ago or so? Yeah, thereabouts.
Yeah, 15 years ago or so.
Yeah.
That was, yes. Yeah, so in kindergarten, we have a great balance of the academic, but there's also the social piece to it. And so when children are socially ready to interact with their peers, to share, to take turns, to engage in conversations, those are those skills that a lot of people don't think about getting ready for kindergarten. And then once they get there, if those things are solid and we continue to work on those things, then we integrate a lot of the academics at that level. And so when we're thinking about math, let's count how many students are here, because that's the math combined with the social piece. Wouldn't you say, Kim?
I would agree. I also think that there are some tiny little things that we often forget about, like your child being able to pull their clothes down by themselves, your child being able to eat lunch in a timely manner. As they move into kindergarten, we have an assigned lunch time. So in 30 minutes, we have to be in and out of the cafeteria. I know in pre-K, they have like a family style lunch, and they just eat until they're done.
Yeah.
So the first few weeks of kindergarten is a little tricky when it's time to go, and they're like, wait a minute, we're not done yet.
Yeah.
Luckily, my son's a fast eater. So
that's really helpful.
He's just being an eater
at all is a good thing, and then actually doing it on time
eater,
is great. So Kathleen, you've been through this. What were the concerns that you had, and what kind of surprised you going through the process?
Yeah, so my son, Barrett, he's at McDougal Elementary, and he's there in the pre-K program right now, and he's been very lucky to be a part of that program. Wonderful, wonderful program. Can't say enough about it overall. But really preparation for him, what we were focused on was emotional maturity and socializing with peers, because when you're in that 3 to 4 time frame, especially with boys, it's just a battle overall just to feel comfortable with yourself as well as everyone else around you. So I can't say enough for the preparation that's gone in and focused what they focused on for him, but it gives me a sense of security as well as excitement for him to move on to kindergarten.
What did you find out that you had to prepare him for that you maybe didn't think about initially?
No, that's fair. So just the overall aspect, kind of it's just those small little things, right? Even just understanding how to get through the school, right? And, what door do we use? Being aware of teachers and other people. So just that awareness factor of everything that needs to happen for him.
Kimberly Farrington, kindergarten teacher at Northside Elementary. You've got, how many kids are in your class?
18 now, but okay. We started in December, we had 26, so we had to get a new teacher.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
This registration is so very important because on the very first day of school, we had 8 kids to enter.
Wow.
So
Gosh.
The numbers grew immediately.
Wow.
And then kids start to move into our area and mm-hmm. they continue to grow.
Wow.
So we started, our list started with 15 kids in each class. And within a month, we were close to 20.
Wow.
And a little
wow.
bit later on, there were 26 kids.
That's
so we were
incredible.
Bursting at the seams.
Yeah.
So to
girl.
Get this registration now is so very important. So
Rosalind, you
we can
wanna...
have funds allocated for another teacher.
Jump in on this, Rosalind.
Yes, I was just going to say it's traumatic when you have a child that's been with you for such a long period of time and then they have to move to a different teacher. So it's really important that we get the kids in early.
Mm-hmm. And Kimberly, you've got 15 to 26 kids depending on the day. And I'm sure they've all got different issues and different challenges and different skills that they're good at and different skills that they need to learn. How do you as a teacher manage that and support all of that in the classroom?
Excellently.
Thank you.
You have to say that. She's sitting right there.
It is a balance. It's a balance. Once we get the routine and procedure down, once the kids really get acclimated with what's going on and what the expectations are in the school day, it becomes a well-oiled machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that every day is easy, but I think that they start to adapt to what is expected of them and how we're going to do this and what we're going to do here, how we're going to do that. There may be some challenges and bumps in the road. And then students that don't pick up as quickly, but overall, it becomes just a routine. And the schedule, they become very adjusted, very well adjusted to, and pretty simple throughout the day.
What's an average day like?
We start off with our circle and we build community. And as we're building community, we're getting to know one another. Our circle at this part of the year, we're really incorporating our science theme and asking them like questions about what happened yesterday. So we're doing entomology right now. So our question this morning was, what makes an insect an insect?
Oh,
so
nice.
They were talking about number of legs, body parts, and so on and so forth. We move on to our literacy centers where we're incorporating everything that we learn about letters and sounds and high frequency words. And by the time they leave kindergarten today, they have to know 62 high frequency words.
Ooh.
Which really assists them in moving forth in their reading.
I don't know if I know 62 high frequency words.
You would be surprised.
I might be, yeah. So Kathleen, what's an average day like for you?
Well, the focus in the morning, right, is getting my son out the door, which is a huge accomplishment. In my book, along we have 2 other younger children.
That never stops
never,
being the case,
ever,
by the
ever.
Way. 25 years old, it's going to be the same thing.
No, but making sure he's prepped for the day, focused, remembering to be polite to everyone, just a little bit of coaching that that can go on, and then also interacting with him once he comes home from his day, because he also does aftercare, just asking lots of questions as into what he can remember and piece together, which is good for memory testing. And then just again talking about different things from a high level perspective as he moves on, which
awesome.
Is good.
Speaking with Kathleen Wanger, Kimberly Farrington, Carrie Moore, Rosalind Moffitt, again, are talking about getting your kids ready for kindergarten and pre-K, all leading up to Monday, May 13th, which is Chapel Hill Carver City Schools pre-K registration event, which is going to be at Kid Zoo here at University Place. For parents who are getting their kids ready, and it's a lot to think about and a lot to consider, what's step one? What's the most important thing that parents need to be doing or thinking about?
I would say Connecting with your local school, your local school district, teachers that you know, just to get a different feel for, because you know your child, the parent knows their child the best. And so when they get into a larger group setting, how your child shows up might be a little different than what you expected or what you experience at home. And so really beginning to socialize, not just your child, but also you with the school system and other parents and other families to say, hey, let's do a play date. And so you're seeing on a smaller scale how your child is interacting with other children and what that looks like. So going down to Kidzoo with your neighbor and going in and saying, hey, let's play together. That is step one, really seeing how your child interacts socially with other children outside of their circle.
Organizations that can help out? Sorry, Rosalind,
no,
I cut you off.
No, yeah. I'm fine. I think also just becoming involved in the school.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people feel like once the child is at school that there shouldn't be that kind of interaction. But I think schools welcome parents. We welcome you to come in and work with your child in the building at times or if there are different activities. And so our district is really a great district for family engagement.
Mm. Organizations that can help out with all of that?
So we partner a lot with El Futuro, El Centro. We also do a lot with Porch and Table.
Mm-hmm.
We connect, of course, Kids Zoo Museum is a great place to socialize. Parks and recreations,
mm-hmm.
we know Hargraves, the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of different organizations in the community where you can connect with others who are getting ready to, who have already experienced what you're getting ready to experience.
And let's not forget the PTA.
PTA, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, talking about this event that's coming up on Monday, May 13th for parents to get their kids ready for kindergarten and pre-K. People want to know more about that event or people want to get questions answered or find out more information. Where can they go? What can they do?
So you can go to our website, chccs.org. There are links for registration. There are links for you to find out more about pre-K. There's links to find out more about academics in kindergarten and just what your child is going to experience once they come. There's links to nutrition, everything, transportation,
yeah.
Everything you would want to know. Please make sure you go to the website, chccs.org.
And don't forget, Monday, May 13th, the pre-registration event for kindergarten and pre-K. What time is that going
to
be? Is that all day? 4 to 7.
Four to seven.
And we have a slogan. Do we have a chance to? We have to say that.
Okay, let's say the slogan, Ross.
Yes. 1, 2.
We're waiting for you.
3, 4, 5.
School comes alive.
Yeah. Kathleen Wenger, Kimberly Farrington, Carrie Moore, Rosalind Moffitt. Thank you all so much for being here
thank
today.
You
thank you
so much.